Catch up on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, and catch up on the huge Joplin's reunion party at the German Club. Tickets at Ticketek.
Happy Tuesday, family. Great to have your company. Juice and I are up and about for the next 2 hours driving you home, making sure it is as smooth as possible. My first officer sits over there, really is the captain, let's be honest. He's dressed in beanie. He's got his initials on his top, Brooks, as in Garth, as in his nickname that his brother calls him. I refer to the one, the only, Andrew Juice Newton Jarman. Juice, welcome.
G'day, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. Lovely to be here on a Tuesday. What's our DNA on this show?
Elite standards.
No, but what's our actual, what do we stand for?
Rock sport comedy.
Rock sport.
Is that
comedy?
It?
Rock sport comedy. Yeah. Okay.
What seems to be
the
problem?
I was just looking at our 2 hours, the next 2 hours of the show.
Yeah, maybe an internal audit, not on air, would be the way I'd go.
I've got to get my head around it.
We've just done a meeting for 2 hours.
And yeah, but the whole board's been changed.
And that first quick, you know,
I think I get your bloody coffee and your cake.
Because you went for coffee and then came back into studio without mine. Unbelievable.
I'm looking forward to it, Luke.
Big show, always, 5:10, lock it in. Paul Roos, the super coach, to talk about all things Jake Stringer, maybe talking about how he goes about
Jake.
Telling players are up for trade and all that sort of stuff and that methodology, because we are in the silly season now and we are in the time where players are going to be changing clubs.
Yes.
Talk to him about the Crows, where they're at, can the Cats do it, and what he would do maybe with the Dangerfield and how he would handle all of those situations. Mm. You'll whack him about the Swans, of course, I would have thought.
Certainly.
Rory Laird plays game 100, a crow a day until they play. That's the motto here.
That's
on
your
the
motto.
Rush. I'm getting sick
of it. Don't tell me you got a new nickname for us. I overheard you talking to someone down
there. Do you want it now?
No.
I can't call you the lovely boys anymore because
we're not.
Because we're out.
Yeah.
All right? And we've taken it off your hands.
Right.
So I won't call you that. I have now.
What is it?
You will be known to me as the low ballers. Low ballers, as in when, say, Gumtree, no low ballers, no low offers. Apparently, you low ball Jake Lever so much at the start that that's one of the reasons he hasn't agreed to sign on. He's going to go home.
Don't go there.
You low ball Mitch McGovern.
No.
Burst up. And
but
cost
he signed.
You low balled JJ.
He signed.
And he signed. You low balled Tommy Lynch.
Yeah, well, the Red Baron signed.
You guys are perennial low ballers. And I'm not talking plums, family. Mate, I'm talking dollars.
No, it's
not old fashioned plums swinging out like your knees, Jarman style. I'm talking low ball offers. Why?
Well,
why do you do it?
Because it's our culture.
It's not
our
your
DNA
money.
From 1991 under Bob Hammond.
That well, you got to grow up.
Well, we have grown up.
You got to grow up, mate.
Mate, we're going into our third grand final.
I know. And
we have grown
potentially,
up.
Potentially. Don't jinx it.
Whoa.
Hello, JJ.
What?
JJ.
What'd you call
JJ's me?
JJ's
in studio. We're going into our third grand final. You heard it here. You heard it here first, family.
You can quote me on that.
Oh, sorry, fam.
Oh, shit, I hope you lose. Oh, I hope you lose now.
Oh, darling.
All right. And by the way, the other big news, you would have heard it in the news. We may need some nasal spray around here with some of the major media outlets. Ken Hinckley has re-signed.
Oh,
on with Port Adelaide. 3-year extension. So with this year, next year to run, and three more years, 2021, Kenny will be out there.
4 more years of Kenny.
And they're talking around about 900 a year.
We got a segment for Kenny?
We have got one coming up later. Might put a question up on Twitter. When have you done a Kenny? What's that? Played everybody perfectly off a break.
Isn't he?
That saying's gone. You know the old played off a break? No. It's been replaced with, I did a Kenny.
I did a Kenny.
Do not worry about the ice skater.
Oh, didn't he?
Do not worry about doing a Bradbury.
Yeah.
I did a Kenny.
Yeah. He did a Paul Newman.
Do you know what? Kenny did a Kenny.
From Sting.
Yeah, Kenny did a Kenny. Oh, my God, he did a Kenny. I can't wait to talk about that. But up next, I'm going to have one of the biggest whinges you've ever heard on this show. Ever.
Unusual.
And it's not about you.
Good.
For a change.
It's about our great game.
Or Murph.
It's the Rush Hour.
Or Flack.
Jars and Louis.
Or Jared.
On Triple M.
G'day, Mark Howard here. A year ago, I started the Howie Games podcast, which has given me a fantastic opportunity to chat with some of the biggest names in world sport. Now, at times, the episodes get pretty emotional, like Ricky Ponting talking about his son.
Two lots of 3 weeks at a time in intensive care where you're just not really sure what's going to happen, but he got through the first one fine, and then when he got to 6 months of age, he had another pretty serious infection that we didn't know anything about, the doctors didn't know much about, and that was the scariest one, because he was sort of shut down for, well, he was, I think, sedated for about 4 or 5 days at one stage with where he couldn't open his eyes, and
Yeah, I can obviously see the effect it has on you, mate, which is why it's
Now you've got me upset. That's what happens when you got young kids, mate.
Fucking deep breath and get on with it, eh?
You can listen to the Howie Games at podcast1.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
Is anybody else, or is it just me, feeling ripped off about this final series? I am as flat as a pancake.
Well, I think it's just you, Lou.
Serious?
Yeah. What's wrong with
average winning margin, 46 points. Mm-hmm. Only one close game. Yep. Well done, Port Adelaide and West Coast here.
That was a cracker.
The other margins, Crows by 36, 51, 65, 59, 67 on the weekend. Just
so
gone.
So what do you want from the final series?
I feel like I've been asked to touch my toes and just sing a little show tune. I have. And it's just killing me. I don't know whether it's the extra week of the bye, but I came into that. I'm as flat as I've ever been on a Tuesday prelim final week.
For you to be flat.
I love prelim final week. Yeah. But right now, I am feeling less inspired about the game than I've ever been.
So, Lou, the bottom four in the top eight.
The season was outstanding,
Jazz. Are they the form size that have come into the eight?
Prior to, I think, 2 years Eagles. Ago, 26 out of the 28 were the top four always in the prelim finals.
So,
the one-year wonders of last year's, maybe it's because the fairy tale was last year.
Maybe it's
because there's no fairy tale this year. You know, and I'm sitting here going, God, but I've just, every game I've just lost interest at half time. Because they're done and dusted. The results have been beyond. Yeah. You know, it's never, nothing's gone down to the wire, bar again, of course, one the great game here between Port and the Eagles, which was a ball tear into extra time.
So what are you looking for? What are you after, buddy?
Well, I want those magic moments that I'm going to tell my kids
about. But
you're
not going to get them in
finals. I want Wayne Harms stuff.
But you get them in grand
finals. I want Tom Stewart. I want more of Tom Stewart fumbling the ball six times and everybody saying it's one of the greatest pieces of play ever. You know what I'm saying?
You
want some Toyota bloody memorable moments.
You want a D. Jarman moment.
I want DJ Jarman. You know what I want Kevin Bartlett, little comb over, wallowing in the breeze as he runs into kick seven.
But you'll get them in grand finals.
No, we don't get
them
in grand
finals.
We don't get them in grand finals. That is the biggest letdown of all time.
The prelim finals.
Yes, so I'm hoping like hell this weekend somebody serves something up.
Now, so who are you blaming? You're blaming that bye? Which has been disastrous.
I don't like it.
The quality of football sides that are playing in the eight, the lack of depth in AFL football.
Now you're talking.
Too many teams. I've been banging on it.
Do you know what? The lack
should
of,
be 14 team comp.
The lack of showmanship / character / big moment men.
Oh, I like that. So your boy, the Budster, the $10 million man.
Gassed it.
He's carried that side for nearly 14 weeks,
has
the Budster.
Has he?
I'd look to the middle.
As to who's carried that team. And we'll hear from you shortly because we're doing our sprays like the soccer bloke next too as well. So I look forward to you because you've got Sydney. I'm looking for finals moments.
Yeah, I know.
Tough moments. Mm. Courageous moments. Freaky skill moments.
As BT would say moments.
The only bloke that's been able to deliver is a 33-year-old cripple from GWS, Stevie J. Mm. He's the only bloke that's looked like he's embraced.
More so the second half.
Dangerfield, I've got to give him a bit of credit.
Mm. He still sprays the ball in the grandstands.
But I'm not looking through a final series which has got great marks, big tackles,
big hits.
The highlight, and this is it, six fumbles and a tackle. Tom Stewart.
If we were having a movie premiere, say in 3 weeks' time, what would be the reel look like? What would be the highlight reel?
The trailer. So we're putting together the 2017 finals.
Would it go for just only 2 minutes?
It'd be a picture, a little out of the dark of Dangerfield.
Bit of Port and Eagles.
A little bit of Dangerfield. Mm. It'd be the finish.
Yeah.
Luke Shuey before he put on that bad haircut. Yeah.
And that's it.
And then... Six fumbles by Tom Stewart and the tackle.
And then that's it.
Maybe Dusty and then kick him one early
kick him out of the theatre.
I reckon I've got at the moment in the can, and I'm being generous here, 45 seconds.
That's it.
And I'm supposed to put together a 3.5-minute trailer.
And yet last year's final series.
Oh, well, I could have ran a series 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, we could have 4 different trailers running at the same time promoting the big show.
I'm telling you, buckle up Friday night, get in your car. Put the seatbelt on, turn the radio up.
Well, I do that every time I jump in my car because the Motor Accident Commission.
And, mate, because it's going to be showtime.
I'm at the game Friday night. My little bloke's playing halftime.
Oh, how beautiful is that?
So I'll be sitting up there.
Crows jumper?
No, it'll be the traditional red V Blues. They've got a long history.
How good's that? Little
So the Glenunga boys have been invited in to play. So
are
well
you coaching? Or
No.
Officiating any capacity?
Proud dad sitting up in the stands.
Is it green boots or black boots?
What's he rolling with at the moment?
What's he rolling?
He's got a bit of blue. Blue, black, and little fluorescent yellow.
Does he kick like his father?
Not yet. Somebody deliver something for me this weekend. Otherwise, I will gas it.
Yay!
I like this song.
Oh, good, good. It's just for you.
Thanks.
Charles and Louis, Rush Hour, Triple M. Tuesdays, 10 past 5, you always get Paul Ruse, exclusive to Triple M, the Rush Hour, Charles and Louis, 104.7 Triple M. And we're doing it thanks to the German Club, Adelaide's newest live music venue.
Joppies.
Joppies, yeah, the Joppies reunion this Saturday night.
Get along, check it out. What a good time. Now, what memories, Juice. You've told me a lot of great stories about Joppies. All right. Last week, you may remember us playing this piece of audio from a US soccer commentator who's a former player going to town on some of his former teammates and the US national team.
Tim Howard, the Belgium game ended 3 years ago. We need you to save the ball now. Jeff Cameron, clean it up or let's get someone who will. Clint Dempsey, yeah, you're a national team legend. Now we need you to be a national team leader. Michael Bradley, the U.S. does not need you to
Thanks,
be...
Thanks, Murph. All right, so you get the gist of it. So Jars and I set ourselves the challenge, right? Let's just take the loser out of the two semi-finals across the weekend. Jars had the Geelong-Sydney game, so you've got Swannies.
Okay.
I had the West Coast Giants game, so I've got the Eagles.
Right.
Let's just try and do our best and see if we can't recreate a little bit of a magic moment of teeing off in some individuals.
So I'll go first?
You go first,
Murph. Okay. Now, to you, to the Bondi billionaires. Yeah, you blokes. The pig-headed coaching staff of the Sydney Swans, listen to me. John Longmire, get up to the modern game. Get up to the modern game. Start coaching the modern game. You're not Paul Ruse. You're not Paul Ruse. Josh Kennedy, sort it out now, mate. We'll find a replacement for you and put you on the trade table. Jeez. Buddy, our $10 million man. You listening, bud? Yes, greed is good, bud, but we need you to be a national legend, not a state legend.
Oh.
And Sam Reid. I'm talking to you, Sam. The Swans don't need a flog. We just want you to get better, Sam. Stop being a flog.
Oh.
And number 16, Gary Rowan. Yeah, that's you, Gaz. Gee, we had to send out a search party for you, Gaz. Once again, you passed out in the final. You should work in a cake shop, Gaz. And Kirk Tippett, you couldn't take a mark when no one's around. So don't play the game, mate. Go off and cuddle your girlfriend on the couch.
All right, that'll do. That's nice. I like that. That's a great
You listening, boys?
They are. Right between the eyes. Right, I like that.
You got the Eagles?
Yeah, I'll give you a little snippet of mine. Sherrod Wellingham. Time to be famous for something else other than being Buddy Franklin's ex-housemate.
Oh.
Liam Duggan. Time to put in as much effort on the field as you do with your moustache off it.
Oh.
Luke Shuey. Played and looked like a petty thief.
Stop it.
Elliot Yeo. Yeah, you, Elliot. Yeah. Take a mouth guard to the end of season celebrations because one of your teammates might knock your teeth out again. Eric McKenzie. Bring a note from your parents to explain your absence on the weekend. Cripper, Jamie Cripps, someone needs to tell you that the touches in the warm-up don't count. Jack Darling, time to return to the dojo, Danielson. Black Jack.
Keep going.
Adam Simpson.
Oh, no.
Told everyone pre-game you were going to try and slow the game down. Yeah. I didn't realise we're playing on an autobahn.
Oh!
And last one, to T. Barris.
Yeah.
Or is it M. Barris?
Oh! Yeah.
Do something about it.
Yeah.
5:45 this afternoon, we have Ticket Text, your chance to win tickets to the preliminary final. I have to say that slowly.
The old prelim.
Yeah, the old prelim. Yep. Dad gags. We need bad dad gags to deliver to text at 5:45 this afternoon.
Well, I don't know why you're looking at me, because there's only one man around here who calls himself the gag man.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't tell jokes.
Excuse me.
Sorry, I did. I like, Tex is our gag man, the big Tex.
Excuse me.
I gave one, just a knock-knock joke.
Yeah, no, but that was okay.
That was all it was,
Lulu. The thing that was prefaced the whole thing was, I'm a gag man.
Who said that?
You did say that, yeah.
Oh, guess what I found too?
Oh, dear.
I found me book that will now clear up all the medical issues that I've got, that I am a sanguine. I have found the book where I self-diagnose myself. So I'll bring that in tomorrow and I'll read it out, why I'm a sanguine and what happens to us sanguines.
Going
to
give you a small tip. Right now, family. Oh, jeez. Say it with me, family, on three. One, two, three. Just Google it. This thing called Google, mate. Google Chrome. Any of that other stuff you want. Firefox. Just get into it all, mate.
I'm just reading my Paul Ruse book and I just...
You know what there is out
accidentally
there?
Accidentally... What?
This thing called the internet.
Come on, let's get talk to your boy.
100 games up.
Oh, yeah.
Rory Laird next. Crow a day until they play. Just time to catch in with a favourite of mine. Crow a day until they play. That is the motto here of the Rush Hour. And we've got the 100 game of the man celebrating. Welcome to Club 100. My boy, all Australian, Rory Laird. Lairdy, welcome to the Rush Hour and congratulations.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on.
There's three great smells this time of the year. Right, Lairdy?
Yep.
A new football. Louis and I, and don't forget this question. The new football, the sharing in your hand, the Denka rub and oil that splashed all over your body before you run out, and the freshly cut lawn, Adelaide Oval Friday night. They're the three great smells, and that's what you're going to see on Friday night.
Exactly right, mate. It's very exciting times. This is what you play footy for this time of the year, and a bit of nerves, and also very excited sort of waiting around with the week off. So I can't wait to get out there and have a run around. So it's, good times.
There's three other smells at this time of year as well, too, particularly when you're not playing.
And what are that, Luke?
That is that smoky smell on your jeans after being at the pub all night for 3 days.
Other one?
The other one, you know what? It's the Dutch oven. Because your diet hasn't been great, Juice. And then the other one, you've only got to raise an elbow. It's the whiff of your BO because you've let yourself go and you're in a world of hurt. And you're looking at blokes like Roy Laird wishing you were him.
Oh, Leddy. Now,
that's the parallel universe right now, Leddy. Don't get in there. Make sure you win. Otherwise, that's where you're heading.
Now, tell the Crows fans, how are you going to cope without Brody Smith and Mitch McGovern on Friday night?
So obviously, well, I think Mitch is still not 100% out, but it's looking relatively doubtful. As Brett Burton said yesterday, I think he did a bit more training today and progressed along. So, Smith is obviously, I've been spending a bit of time with him since he's finished up. Obviously, very disappointing. Not really fair that he gets to miss out on this time of year after being there all year. So, not sure which exact movements will happen. I think, you know, we've got a fair few blokes that can come in up forward if Gud doesn't play. Otto and Wayne Malera sort of played that role as well. And then down back, last week, Dave McCabe played a bit down there, and we've got Paul Sanson that's going through the halfback and the wing. So I think we've got the cover there, but obviously two massive holes if Gov misses, and Smith is obviously very important.
Letty, who have you given the anointed, the goal-kicking, the kicking-in duties?
Yeah.
Is it Brownie, who is the 2IC down there with yourself, maybe chipping him a little bit of D-Mac and even the seed with the big barrel up the guts if required?
Yeah, well, I think Brownie is now in charge. It was sort of Smithers and Brownie. And Brownie's a very nice kick. And last week, actually, against GWS, I was in the square and I made Paul kick it out. He's got a very nice kick on him, so I think he'll float down there a bit. And so can Dave, actually. So I think I'm about fifth in line.
Fifth in line, and yet you're a beautiful kick.
You're the only All-Australian down there, Lee.
How did you be fifth in line?
You should be able to wander in. I would just get it for the quick kick and do what Jars used to do a lot, and that's wander on down, kick to self, get a number. But get most importantly, get it going for the team. All right?
Yeah, okay.
Just that little quick one. Ball in motion, as we like to call it.
Yeah.
Now, serious question for you. I've got a new nickname for you boys. I'm on board now. You're no longer the lovely boys because my boys have taken that title, the Swannies, after getting rock and rolled on the weekend. My new nickname for you guys is the low ballers because you seem to offer low ball contracts to blokes like Jake Lever and Mitch McGovern.
List
goes on and
leave
on. JJ, Lynchy. Oh. The history is long and coveted. So you're now known as the low ballers to me.
Okay. I'll take that on. I'll pass it on to the boys.
Well, don't. No, you don't have to pass it on. They're just slapping us, mate. Buddy gets a $10 million contract and the rest of the blokes don't get paid.
Have a look at us.
And we only won a flag under Bud.
That's right. Exactly. We didn't want it for a flag. We needed to build audience and sponsorship and it's paid itself.
All right. You two can negotiate on that the way. Now, how passionate you are. Right.
Just trying to take your mind off it,
Lady. Before we let you go.
Just letting you relax on down and take it all easier.
How do you relax? Do you have a massage, do you have a bath?
Do you meditate?
Candles? Just sit in the ocean? How do you go about it, mate?
Drive fast?
You've actually nailed it. I do some meditation. I do have a bath and I do get a massage on my day off.
Brilliant.
You've been watching me or something?
No, because that's what I'd be doing. Oh, mate, we'll let you go.
Congrats on playing game 100. Maybe two things. May you play very, very well and most importantly, may the team win and... Last, and I know you're across this, and you're very switched on.
Rush hour Bible.
There will be no going upstairs. There will be no guard of honour.
No.
Not even a little clap off like you've taken five for, mate. You just walk off with the boys,
knowing
full well that you've got a GF the next week.
Exactly right, mate. Moulding with the crowd there.
Yeah, I love it.
Good luck, mate. Well done.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on.
There is my boy, Rory Laird, celebrating game 100 this weekend in the prelim final against the Cats. Boys. It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
History made at the MCG. Down. Triple M's Last Fan Standing Bus.
Thanks to Harvey Norman, the big screen specialists for the footy finals.
Yeah, it's high risk, high reward, this competition. You got a chance to win tickets to the AFL Grand Final, but you also got a chance of being kicked off the bus maybe at Horsham or anywhere along from Adelaide to Melbourne. Whoa.
You're not on, Luke.
Border town.
Could be anywhere. Could be Murray Bridge. Need to get someone on the bus, though. So let's get our first person on the bus right now.
Let's do this, Juice. Phone ready?
Yep. Okay, here we go.
Nice.
Come on. Hello.
Alex.
Speaking.
Fancy bus trip to Melbourne to see if you can get to the AFL Grand Final.
Well, yeah, if I would. I'd love a bus trip to Melbourne, mate. Let me tell you, tell the Crow supporters, any Crow supporter that gets on the bus will be straight off.
Hey, Alex, right, you've got to get on the bus yet.
Get yourself down a gear, Alex. It's Jars and Louis from the Rush Hour, and we're here to tell you, you are on the bus with a chance.
All right.
Now, we've got a live one here, Juice.
We have, Lulu.
We've got a live one.
I'm on the bus.
He's a Richmond supporter.
Yeah.
All right. Focus on us. Focus. Don't tell your mates or your wife, whoever you're with. All right. You had to tell us in 25 words or less why you wanted to get along to the 2017 Toyota AFL Grand Final. I'm a Richmond supporter and I've been waiting impatiently for 37 long, hard years for this day. I will give the Crows supporters hell on the greatest sporting day on the planet. Two things that you've just put ahead of the cart here at the moment. That is that Richmond are in it, Alex, and so too the Crows. So, geez, I hope you're right.
That's for certainty, mate. Guaranteed.
Well, mate, congrats. You're on there with a chance, a 1 in 30 chance of going to the grand final. That is outstanding. And imagine if the Tigers are in it.
I'd like to thank Triple M for getting me to the grand final. Don't worry. The tickets are guaranteed. I will be at the MCG. I will be the last man standing. I can't say much more.
No, that's right, Alex.
He's up and about.
You might have been the first kicked off the bus before you got on it, Alex, had you gone with your initial thought.
Good luck with it, mate. All right, thanks, boys.
Well done. Sit tight, Alex. Thanks for playing along. And a big thank you to Harvey Norman, the big screen specialist for the footy finals. Alex Andreas, he is on the bus. He is a Richmond fan. God, I hope the Tigers are in. And if you're a Crows fan, if they get in, look out. He rattled me a bit there. He was I said 1 in 30. It's 1 in 15, but you get to bring a plus one to keep your company. Okay. So when we kick you off, you've got someone to hang out with.
But it's 15.
Yeah, so it's 15. That's one spot, 14 spots to go. Tomorrow morning with Ruin Ditz, there'll be another chance to get on the bus. Last fan standing. Jazz World, party on, excellent. Walk the dogs down at Henley Beach and wave to everybody as he goes by.
Good stuff, Louis. That's my intro of this next segment. Now, Louis and family,
is going on?
Well, we are under attack. And I'm telling you what's happening out there, Louis. I had to arm myself with the tennis racket this morning when I walked the dogs around the Henley Oval with Maz and me three beautiful dogs. They're out in force and they're dangerous.
Who?
The magpie bird.
I keep telling you, this isn't a few birds. These are gulls, crows, swifts.
I have never known birds of different species.
And they are aggressive, Lulu. They are attacking all of us that are trying to have a social walk.
Well, here I am thinking somebody trained them. Maybe it was a drone that got Carl Corns the other day on the uni loop.
He got attacked. We know it's they're in season now.
It's their babies, mate. Area. Look, they're protecting their patch.
Oh, no, but we've got to share it and work together.
Well.
But my dogs were attacked this morning.
Jeffy, put a helmet on and put some little...
I don't need a helmet.
Put some little fence ties on.
Yeah, well, that's what all the cyclists do. Yeah, exactly. They're under attack. We're all under siege at the moment in Adelaide.
Mate, not up my way. Mine come and sit on my front banister out the front in the patio and they feed them a bit of
bread.
What
are you, Louis Irvin, are you?
Oh, I'm just the whisperer.
The bird whisperer.
Crazy
hospitals are full. Doctor clinics are full of everyone being attacked by these dirty magpies. Yeah. They're just brutal. Aggressive.
It's an omen.
No, don't go there.
Sample.
No, it's not. Oh, no.
Sample. I've been able to piece it together finally.
V Sturt Sunday.
The Mudlark that shed on your TV.
Yes, it did, yes.
Just telling you, Juice, we're coming. All right.
The
Dalmatian dogs. We just never, ever go down there. What
so
colour?
It's not for the Crows.
Black and white.
Oh, you're right.
And then now, the swooping magpies, they've got hold of Carl Corns.
they gave him a clip.
And now they've been after you.
Oh,
sending you a message.
Now you start. Now it's a... Oh, Lou, you're right.
And, of course, the tradition continues here on Triple M. We'll be rocking footy at the Sandford.
Well, we are too. Our fourth year.
Yeah. We're going to come in the... I think we're going to wear the green jackets master style this year.
So we're calling for Triple M.
Yep.
Calling the Magpies.
Magpies v. Sturt. That's your omen.
So I was running around with a tennis racket with one leg because I've got a bit of a Barry Robin knee. I beg your pardon?
Tennis racket?
Well, that's for my entertainment with my dogs.
Hitting balls? Hitting balls, were you?
Yeah, but yeah. Chasing these aggressive magpies.
But
now,
with no intent, of course.
I wouldn't say that.
No, because I've seen your tennis form and I know what you like on this table.
So be careful, family. Don't look up. Cover your eyes and your ears.
Fudd assures me that you wouldn't have been able to make contact with any.
Oh, don't. Because don't go to the tennis court.
No, because he said your overhead's not that good.
Oh, he wouldn't know.
Fudd, yeah. He's played you off a break, or by the way, as it's called these days, done a Hinkley on you for the last 20-odd years, has he not?
We're doing a segment after
the final. Yeah, I know, that's why I said it.
So there you go, Lou, all right? So be careful out there.
So that's Jars' world. You were attacked by magpies down at Hinkley Oval.
Can you play the Predator, please, which should have been in there?
No, that's not. Had the Predator before.
Here we go.
Do you remember that?
Here we go, Lou.
The magpies.
Oh, that was me this morning.
Do you know what I want to see then, as you come back? Get down there.
Tomorrow I'll be back.
Yeah, so tomorrow at the
I'm going back, yeah, about 8 o'clock.
Camouflage yourself.
Actually, that's what I'm doing.
Either in, yeah. I'm tipping there's no mud walls down there or mud slides that you can go. Get in the scrub, camouflage.
And just hide in
there. And then as they come past.
What?
No animals were hurt in the making of this segment, by the way.
One bottle got clipped.
It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis.
Jars, well, funny, I'm an excellent. Yeah.
Triple M.
Great to have your company. Adelaide, big second hour still to come on the Rush Hour. If you missed it earlier, Rory Laird, go to the website triplem.com.au. Check out the podcast. Letty's been on. Jars has been under attack. Paul Roo's not far away either. Family, the super coach, as always, on a Tuesday, 5:10. Lock him in. Get some great insight. And we're asking, when have you done a Kenny Hinkley? Just been able to... Get one done.
Yeah.
Over everyone. Well played, Ken Wah. He's got himself a 3-year extension, so that will now tie him to the Port Adelaide Football Club until 2021. 4 more years for Kenny. All right. This was said a little earlier in the show, which rocked the foundations of, I think, Greater Adelaide.
Mate, we're going into our third grand final.
And
we have grown up.
Potentially. Don't jinx it.
Whoa.
Hello, JJ.
What?
JJ.
What'd you call me?
JJ's in studio. We're going into our third grand final. You heard it here. You heard it here first, family.
You can quote me on that.
Oh, boy. Wowee.
Hey. Come on.
How are you feeling about that?
No.
Joshy. Joshy Jarman.
Quietly reserved.
Yeah, well, you didn't know. It was a bit Freudian slippish.
Yeah, just a tad.
All right. Hey, did you hear I'm making news on The Breakfast Show with Ruin Ditson?
What's happened?
Text this morning.
Did you get a clip?
I think it's more a backhanded compliment. Have a listen.
There's a few Sydney people that barrack for the Crows on the inside.
Yeah.
Isn't there?
Louis?
Yeah. He jumps on the wagon when he feels like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Ruin's just giving you a little... Well, look, you're on or off?
I can't dispute.
We don't want you on.
I can't dispute that. That's me.
So don't tell me you're on.
That's my MO.
But you don't like the Crows.
Well, I do.
Mate, you called us lovely boys. Now you're calling us low ballers.
How do you think I got you into almost a grand final?
No, don't you take credit for that.
No
way.
I'll pull out the Richard Douglas interview where he said, Louis, I thank you for that. Don't. You were there that day, if you were active listening.
Sanguinians don't.
New nickname for the Crows? Yeah, low ballers. Because you lowball everybody when you do contracts and they all want to leave half the time.
No, who's leaving?
Jake Lever.
Well, we don't know yet, do we? Mitch McGovern re-signed.
He signed, yeah, because you're up the ante finally. Josh Jenkins knocked back Brisbane after you up
your
the ante.
Your war chest is empty because you're paying Buddy overs.
It's not about us, mate. We're not low ballers. We're overs. Mate,
is that what you're called?
We've got our balls swinging out in the breeze. Mate, we're dangling ours. If you go up to Sydney right now, you'll see a pair of plums hanging off. A pair of plums hanging off the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Yeah. And they're buddies.
Yeah, well, on one side, there's Budsters. That's how much he gets.
Yeah,
and on the other side is everybody else's salary, just to balance it out.
All right.
Righto, let's do this.
Come on.
Triple M's Generation X. The year is X.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, you know, honestly.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name. Yeah! Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Juice, quick.
You deal with it.
Quick discussion on air.
Yeah. Don't let him see.
Just wait. Sammy from Seaford, hang on for a sec.
Hang
just
in there, Sammy,
something.
Right?
Yeah. All right, boys.
Are you free for an exit meeting tomorrow?
Yes.
It's 3 in 2 days.
I need
days.
James Pedersen, our boss.
It's 3 in 2 days. Yeah.
And that little promo he played, that's for his show.
Yep. The other sports show, the third sports show on the station. I mean, what are we going to do about it, mate? Well, what's our motto? What's on the bottom of our business cards?
Elite standards, yep.
And what are we getting?
No, we're getting second-rate rubbish.
Exactly.
You're welcome.
Don't just sit there and gloat. Hey, g'day, Sam of Seaford. Welcome, mate. Sorry about that.
Hey, boys. That's all right. You're all right. I'm from Seaton, lad. Seaton.
Oh. Well, there you go.
I'm out.
You bloody idiot.
I'm out.
It's Seaton, not Seaford. Now, producers, if you don't perform, you can go.
Active listening.
I can't stand it. 3 medal, upbeat BNF premierships. I'm working with duds.
Honestly.
Enough's enough, Luke. I'm sorry, family. I had to get that out. Sorry, Sammy.
I go.
Nah, you're all right, Daz. You're all right, mate.
I honestly don't think I can do this segment.
Like, come on. We've got to march on for Sammy. We've got to keep going, buddy. All right.
Come on, lads. I need this to get to the GM.
Yeah, we need to help him out.
Are we sure that his name's Sam?
Sam,
is that correct?
It's definitely Sammy. Yep, definitely.
Sammy from Seaton.
All right, Luke.
Apologies to the family.
Absolutely.
The show's gone to the dogs.
Sir Splash will be ready
okay,
to
Okay, Automasters Lifeline. Sammy, all good with that?
Yeah, you got any extra ones there, Jar?
Oh.
Tell you what, just out of spite, I'd hand one out.
No, don't.
Yeah, I've got another one for you, mate.
No.
Yeah, pleasure, buddy.
I tell you what, if I had my way, Sammy, I would have given you 6.
Okay. So you got 2. All right,
two Automasters Lifelines, 60 seconds. Time starts at the end of that first question, of course. We tighten things up a little bit. Got to beat the buzzer at the end, and we take whatever comes out first as your final answer. Good luck, Sammy. Here's Jars. Here they go.
Number one, who is coaching Port's AFL team next year?
Ken Hinckley.
Which Aussie golfer won the BMW Championship on Sunday?
Automasters.
Okay, which Crows player is playing his 100th AFL game this Friday night?
Pass.
How many goals did Dangerfield kick on the weekend?
4.
Okay, name the captain of the Australian Davis Cup team.
Kyrgios.
How many prelim finals have GWS played in over the last 3 years?
1.
What sport does Shane Flanagan coach?
Rugby.
How many AFL grand finals did Jars play in?
0.
Okay, which GWS midfielder re-signed for another 2 years yesterday, Sam?
Josh Kelly.
Who won the F1 Grand Prix in Singapore on the weekend?
Hamilton.
Which Crows player is playing game 100 this Friday night?
Automasters.
Hey. Oh. Hang on. Oh, Japan.
Say goodbye to Hollywood. Say goodbye to Mercy. Oh, this is tight. Good luck, Sammy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Correct.
Oh.
Sammy.
Sam.
Boys, what did I get wrong?
Oh, you're going to kill yourself.
Jeez, Sam.
All right, let's go to number 2. You went Automasters. Mark Leishman won the BMW Championship in the golf. Beautiful. Well done to him. Yeah. Beautiful use of the Automasters late too, mate, by the way.
Yeah.
Which Crows player playing game 100? That's my boy, Rory Laird, on Friday night.
Used the Automasters.
Everything else was fantastic. You didn't fall for the Murph active listening question. How many prelim finals has GWS played in over the last 3 years? Mm-hmm. Sam from Seaton was all over that. He nailed it. Everything else was correct all the way through.
Yeah.
Question 5, Sammy. Name the captain of Australia's Davis Cup team.
Who?
You went with Kyrgios. Who is it?
Who was it? The captain.
No, it's not. It's not a player in tennis, mate.
No.
Oh, Leighton Hewitt.
Yes.
Sammy.
Oh,
kidding.
Yep. So that there cost you $910.
Yep.
I thought.
Oh, Sammy.
I thought
he
was a player.
Name the cat. It's an active listening show.
Yep,
Sam.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Let's round it out to an 800, mate. You can have $100.
Thanks, lads.
Well played, buddy. Great entertainment. Yeah. And apologies again for getting your suburb wrong, mate. Yep. Really sorry about that. So well played.
That's right. Cheers, guys.
There it is. $100 to Sam. Did really, really well. 2 Automasters Lifelines today. Thank you to Automasters. And no thanks to everybody else.
Yeah, g'day, Maddie. Can I call a meeting tomorrow?
Matty would be our boss, yep, who's exactly. He's on the phone to right now, thinking that everybody knows who all the key players in his soap opera are. Paul Roos coming up next. Hopefully we can get that right. The super coach to join us to talk all things footy, Crows and Port Adelaide.
Brakes, have you had those checked recently? 1300 Automasters. It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, 104.7, Triple M.
Catch up on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, and catch up on the huge Joplin's reunion party at the German Club. Tickets at Ticketek.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Roos' left foot kick is a goal. Unbelievable finish.
Please welcome Paul Roos.
Nah, the Supercoach joins us, and Bruce is right. That left foot of yours, Roos, it was deadly, wasn't it?
Nice little snap to beat the Pies, that one. Liked it.
Very nice. Rosie, am I being a bit harsh here in saying, geez, it's a boring final series other than the West Coast Port Adelaide game?
Yeah, I don't think you are, actually, because it's funny. I can't put my finger on why. I mean, I think we're all a bit flat after the first week of the bye, but last year the final series, you know, in terms of excitement, was pretty good after the bye. But yeah, it's hard to put a finger on it because it was such an even season. So it's been a big shock that all but one game has been so lopsided. And it's funny, even those games didn't really feel like finals games, didn't they? I mean, it's hard to gauge the Giants after the weekend because of the lack of pressure that the Eagles put on. It's hard to gauge. I mean, the Swans had a stinker. They were probably due for a stinker. You know, I suppose that's probably a little bit more understandable. But, yeah, look, it's been hard to put a finger on, you know, why they've been so disappointing.
The Giants having a different look at their second prelim. Roosie, this time they've been playing continuous. Must be better for them. Stevie J kicked six on the weekend. The last two times he's gone back-to-back in terms of games, he's been held goalless. He's talking up the knees okay. Is that going to be an area that will be discussed by Leon Cameron and co, whether Stevie can back up and go again?
I think it will be, but he's definitely going to play. I guess that's the unknown. I think the two games helps the Giants. I think that's definitely an advantage going in. You have a bad one the first week, you have a good one the second week. So I think that'll actually help them because they're a pretty young team apart from Stevie J, Deledio, obviously Mumford out anyway. I think that's going to help them, the back-to-back games. I think they'll be going in reasonably confident. The unknown, as I said, is, you know, does it hurt the young Tigers team not playing 2 weeks in a row? Yeah, we won't know that until obviously after the sign on the weekend. So, look, Stevie J will definitely play. Will he be sore? You'd expect he'd be a little bit sore, but, I mean, he's going to have confidence. He's going to be high in confidence after the weekend.
Roosie, another failed final series for Johnny Longmire, who got out-coached last week, and it does happen to the best coaches. So what does he need to do next year over the summer to try and win a flag?
Yeah, look, obviously there's a lot of talk about Buddy and, you know, he's morning game as well. Look, I think it's almost like when you're eight down at quarter time, isn't it? The story of their season. It's very hard to get back so far up the ladder. You know, when you're 0-6, and I think from what I can gather from the Swans and what I saw on the weekend, probably just caught up with them at the end. And it's a bit like that. You get two goals close in the last quarter, you know, when you're eight down at quarter time, and what happens? The opposition kicks a goal, you get deflated, et cetera, et cetera. So it is hard. It's hard to come back from 0-6. As we saw it was a fantastic season. Yeah. Next year, obviously, I think, you know, they need to get off to a better start.
Port Adelaide got their man, Kenny Hinckley, re-signed, a three-year extension, Roosie. What do they need? Put your coach's hat on. What do they need to get strong in this draft, or do they need to stockpile some picks and get some kids? What would you do?
Oh, look, I think they've got the personnel at the moment. I think the biggest debate was over Tringo, should he have played? You know, they obviously had a couple of key defenders that were out as well. I think the personnel's there. If you look at the top of the tree, and if you look at the team that, I mean, they're no worse than Richmond. You know, Richmond are in the preliminary final, Geelong, et cetera, et cetera. So I just think it's a good pre-season. It's cementing the game plan that they've put in place this year. It's obviously a big turnaround. I don't think it became habitual. I think it's their leaders really making a stand saying, you know, we are going to play good footy week in, week out, not just against the eight teams that don't play in the finals. And I think that's the key. They've definitely got the personnel to win a premiership. So there's a lot of pressure on that footy team going into next year.
And do you think in those talks that were quite explosive, we're led to believe across that weekend that the roles would have been clarified very clear? And I talk re David Koch, re Ken Hinckley, re Keith Thompson, who can say what and when?
Oh, I think what Koshy did was ridiculous. And I think, you know, Keith Thomas, Ken Hinckley would have put him back in his place very much so. And I think, you know, hopefully it's a lesson to David Koch that, you know, he's the chairman of the footy club. And it's about knowing your role and playing your role. It's not about grandstanding and, you know, thinking a bit more important than everyone else. And I think, you know, hopefully he's learned his lesson. You know, they're a good football club. There's some quality people. I know Tomo really, really well. Kenny Hinkley's an outstanding coach. Looks like, you know, both he's a good captain. So it's just understanding your position and playing your role within that organisation. And look, you hope that Koshy's learned his lesson.
Righto. Got to get to a song, mate. Stick around. Need to talk Jake Stringer and how you handle exit meetings and telling players whether they were potentially up for trade. And also, I've got a new nickname for the Crows, mate. Instead of the Lovely Boys, because they're obviously flying at the moment, I'm calling them the Low Ballers, because I'm led to believe that they offered our boy Jake Lever only about 300 quid at the start. Oh, so, and that's one of the reasons he's got his nose out of joint. Jeez. And while we're at it, let's just do the deal at Melbourne. You know the players very well. Let's see what you're going to offer up for Jake Lever next on the Rush Hour. Roosie, you're sticking around. Jars and Louie, 104.7 Triple M. Roosie's with us. All right, Roosie, let's start with Stringer. Has it caught you by surprise that they've not been able to fix this? Stringer has admitted he doesn't want to talk to Bevo, hasn't spoken to him since that original exit meeting dealing with Jace McCartney in there. Just seems strange, all of it, that the love affair can be over so quickly.
I think what was strange, and whether I misread it, did he say that he hadn't spoken to Bevo at all and he didn't know
why? He thought it went well, he said, the exit
meeting. I'm surprised in the bit I read where he said, I hadn't spoken to Bevo and I'm not sure why I'm leaving. So that part of it, you know, surprised me. So I'd need some clarification around that, because I'd be staggered to think the senior coach wouldn't have sat him down and said, look, this is why we're putting you on the trade table. But it did sound like Jake didn't know why he was actually being traded and that Jason was the one that he was dealing with. So
how do you do it, Roosie? So when do you tell them in that first exit meeting, or is that something you go, look, we're going to explore options with you? How do you go about it?
Look, if I've done it in relation to that, I've generally done it away from the club. I've taken a player out, had a coffee with him and said, look, it's not working. How do you feel about it? We want the best outcome for you. We want the best outcome for the football club. You do it away. In that scenario, I would be doing it away from the football club. If it's someone like a Jake Stringer, I'd be sitting in, mate, how's it working for you? Look, we just don't think it's working. But it's very hard when you don't know exactly why it's been done, you know. And Jake's probably confused me even further by some of his comments in the media. I think it was today.
Roosie, do you bring any of the group, and by that I mean the playing group, do you confide or talk to your skipper or your top couple about this is what we might be thinking and what do you guys think?
Yeah, I would, absolutely, for a player like that, and there's no question. But having said that, because none of us are really sure what those problems are, you probably have the conversation with Jake first, you know, and because it is really difficult. Yeah, if it's a player that's, you know, I don't know, been reported a couple of times and you know that, or as a player that's had some public problems that have come out, been suspended by your footy club, then you already know it. So you already go to the player group. But I think in Jake's case, it's probably a case of sitting him down and saying, mate, can you just fill me in? What went wrong at the Bulldogs? And having a better understanding of exactly what those problems are.
Roosie, three more sleeps before the big game here, Friday night, sold out. Sold out, Roosie. They can't get any more people inside the stadium against the Cats.
MCG sold out too, mate.
I know that. have the Cats got any hope against a raging Adelaide Crows on Friday night? And what will they do with their old I am all about me Dangerfield?
Look, I said I didn't think that Geelong had a chance against Sydney. But I think when we're all assessing teams at this time of year, and I said this last week, Swans versus Cats, you're generally looking at the best of each team. And in Sydney's best is better than Geelong's. Geelong played near their best on Friday night, Friday night, and Sydney didn't get near their best. So that's why you've always got a chance, because and that's why we play the games. Look, I think I really like Adelaide's bottom six. I don't think Adelaide's top six are as good as perhaps Geelong's, but I love, and that's no disrespect to Sloane and Crouch, so I'm talking the whole six, but I love what I see when I look at Adelaide's team and I go, well, their bottom six is a fair bit better, in my opinion, than the other bottom sixes that are left in the competition now. So I think that's where I lean towards Adelaide, because I think they get really good, consistent performances from those bottom six players. And to be perfectly frank, it's probably hard to pick Adelaide's bottom six compared to Geelong's. So I think that's where I lean in Adelaide's favour. But after picking Sydney last week and seeing just Geelong dismantle them, you know, it's hard to be definitive on either game.
Last one, Roosie, got to let you go. But I did mention before the break, Jake Lever. by all accounts, let's play along and suggest he's going to Melbourne, and the low ballers, that being the Adelaide Crows, the former Lovely Boys, have squeezed him out because they offended him early on with 300, when he's now about to get 800 a season. There's word they've asked about Petrarca, naturally you would. What's going to do get the deal done here? Because I want first round. They wanted two picks.
Well, pick 10 and pick 27.
Carlton wanted two picks for Bryce Gibbs. All right.
Yep.
Jake Lever was pick 12 when he was taken, and probably a high pick 12 because of a knee injury. So what are we looking at here? What type of players? It becomes a game of cat and mouse in I think, the biggest way, this one.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I don't want to upset the Adelaide people. So let's presume, as you said, that this is 2 weeks down, he's made the decision. Now, I still think there's a chance he'll play with Adelaide.
Yep.
But let's just hypothesise for a minute and say, look, I think a player of that calibre clearly is worth better than pick 12 because he's proved he's going to be a very good player. You mentioned Melbourne have got pick 10. So it's pick 10 and something else. Is that a player? Is that another draft pick? Is it swaps, et cetera, et cetera? So, yeah, it's minimum two picks. Or picking a player for me. Now, what that player is, I don't think Melbourne or any other club that might be interested is going to give away one of their better young players because that defeats the purpose of getting Lever, even though it might be a different position. I think you're trying to add someone to your list that makes you better. So I think a Lever for Petrarca wouldn't happen. And we're presuming that it might be Melbourne, but I'm saying it's any other club.
Rosie, could the Carlton Gibbs thing, if that comes to fruition again and Bryce comes to ask to come home, could that be a player in this one because of the nature?
I think what you find, Lou, is in these scenarios that people become creative and it becomes three ways and four ways and all those sorts of things. So I don't think it necessarily has to be a straight swap.
Cool. So you've got to be a real honest assessment of what they're worth and have very clear of what you're going to give up.
Absolutely, 100%. Yep.
All right. Do we want to, Jazzy? You need a coaching tip. You're out of the finals.
All good, Rosie. All good, buddy. Now,
no
just can we do an exit meeting next week?
Next week, we've got the exit meeting lined up. Absolutely.
All right, we'll deal with the games and then we'll deal with the exit meetings.
See you, mate.
Thanks, boys.
There is the Supercoach Paul Roos on the Rush Hour with Jazz and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
5:45 for Ticket Techs. Your chance to win tickets to the prelim final coming up very soon with Taylor Walker. It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
They're predicting a top temp of 26 on Friday, around about 20 degrees at the first bounce for Friday night's prelim final.
That's finals footy. Finals footy, Luke.
I love it. All right, Ken Hinckley re-signed with the Port Adelaide Football Club till the end of 2021. Got an extra year, got a bit of extra cash.
Yeah, money.
Having a little bit of fun right now is when have you done a Kenny? Played him off a break, basically, didn't he?
Smart.
The Sting.
Smart. There it is.
Paul Newman.
Robert Redford. Great movie. One of the great movies of all
throw
time.
Throw a few guys out there who I think have done a Kenny. Forget the Bradbury. That's so 1990, whatever it was, or whenever it was. When was it? Early 2000s?
Yeah, can't remember.
Steve Bradbury?
Who's done a Kenny?
Oh, Andrew Bogut. Signed with the Lakers for 1 year. Bad knee and all. Well played.
Yeah.
Looks like Daisy Thomas at the Carlton Football Club's doing a Kenny.
Not another one.
Going to get another year.
Yeah, well done, Daisy.
This is a real big Kenny.
Yeah.
Steve O'Keefe getting himself on that Bangladesh tour.
Because the boys didn't even know.
Pissed as a fart that time and got fined 20 grand and never to be seen again.
Was going
to
be playing grade cricket.
Yeah.
And he rocked up in the nets in Bangladesh and the boys go, what are you doing here?
Here's the following who are trying to do a Kenny.
Yeah, who's that?
Jack Watts at Melbourne.
Yeah.
Trying to get someone interested in him so Melbourne can keep him.
Can I give you another one?
Go.
Gary Abbott.
Oh.
Gaz.
It's almost where's Wally, as opposed to trying to do a Kenny.
Gaz is trying to get four more years out of his body.
Isn't he trying to get a Kenny?
He's trying to do a Kenny.
Tell you, is trying to be Kenny.
Who?
Tony Abbott.
Oh, isn't he?
Still trying to backdoor the Liberal Party.
He's got that
one. Tell you, who did a Kenny?
Yeah.
Probably did it before Kenny did a Kenny.
Who's that?
Kenny? Dusty Martin and Josh Kelly.
Love it.
And two other blokes that did the Kenny before Kenny and did Kenny and Dusty and Josh.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather. They made off with the Kenny.
They did too.
Those two blokes.
Brilliant.
100 mil.
What a great
100 mil and 300 mil each. Did the Kennys.
They did the Kennys.
Now, what do we think? What kind of Kenny is Jay Snelling doing?
Oh. Hey, is Jake Stringer trying to do a Kenny?
The old Jack Snelling, sorry.
Isn't he? Jacko.
Or is Luke Beveridge doing the Kenny? On Jake Stringer, trying to do a
there
Kenny.
There you go. Hey? Well done, Paul Newman.
Oh, and I think it's
so it's good out there. It's not bad.
All new. Money be done a Kenny. I like the Kenny as opposed to the Hinckley. It's a bit clunky.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
Anyone in here trying to do a Kenny?
Sean.
Or Murphy.
Oh, hang on.
Or is Murph trying to do a Stringer?
A Stringer.
Get him behave himself out of here.
You know who's trying to do a Kenny with us?
Who?
Treads. Because another radio station is trying to get him. Yeah.
My wish is that Treads doesn't do a Kenny.
133353. If you've got a dad gag, a dad joke, give us a call right now, okay?
No, just a flack on the deal. Right. No deal.
133353. We've got some tickets to the prelim final to give away. Ticket text is coming up next.
G'day, it's Tex Walker.
He lets it go from 45 and he likes it.
Give me your best dad joke and you could be at the Crows home final. It's like Ticket Tex.
Yep. He's on the money, the big text in there. Of course, 5:45 on our show. 7:30 a.m. with Ruin Ditz on breakfast. 133353 is the number. All you got to do is fire up with the best dad gag. We've got three lined up, Jars. We choose the best and they'll get themselves the winner. The best gag gets tickets to the prelim final on Friday night. Who you got?
I've got Johnny of Camden Park. G'day, Johnny.
Hey, boys. How are we?
Good, Johnny. Give it your best.
That's good. Well, I was going to tell you a joke about construction, but I'm still working on it.
Good.
Okay.
Stay there, Johnny. Just hold your powder, mate. The crickets. Nick of Parafield Gardens. G'day, Nico.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, Nick. Dad gag, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, boys, I thought I'd be a good dad the other day and take the kids to the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
But the zoo only had one dog in it. It was a shih tzu.
Not bad.
Okay. Not bad. Okay. Sit tight, Nick.
Matty of Palauwi. G'day, Matthew, son.
Hey, fellas.
Righto, Matty. Right. Dad gag for the tickets to the prelim final.
I used to have a job at a calendar factory, but I got the sack because I took a couple of days off.
Tell you what.
Jeepers.
I tell you what, the benchmark is high tonight.
It's brilliant.
And very high on the dad calendar. A lot of dads out there writing these down.
Okay.
As we speak.
Where are you going, Sean?
I tell you what.
Well, are we going to pick a winner?
Old fingers over there.
And they're fat too.
He's having a mare. Right.
I'm
first
going,
one was to do with construction. Yeah, second one, the dog in the zoo, the shih tzu.
Yeah, yeah.
And the third one was?
Maddie from Palauwi.
Yeah, but what was
the calendar?
Yeah, he took a few days off.
Yeah, yeah.
You choose.
No, you choose.
You choose.
I'm going to go with...
No, you hang up.
I'm going with Maddie of Palauwi.
Maddie of Palauwi? Well.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I'm chuffed.
All right. There you go, mate. Thanks.
That's a top joke. You're off to the footy.
Well done, Matty.
They
are all yours, my friend. Great gag.
Thanks, fellas.
Tell it again, Matty.
No.
Oh, is he gone?
No, he's here. Hang on, he's breaking up.
Tell it again, Matty. I just want to hear it once more.
Yeah, yeah. I used to have a job at the calendar factory, but I got the sack because I took a couple of days off.
Yeah. It's all in the delivery, isn't it? That's the delivery. Charles, now. Thanks, Matty. Stop the music for a minute.
You can't. We're going
to we have to stop it.
Why?
Oh, can't. I was going to get you to tell the gag. Yeah, ready?
Go on.
Go.
I'm not doing it.
I used to work at a calendar factory, but I got the sack.
Because there's a couple of holes in the calendar.
Because I took a couple of days off.
Oh, I know. Oh,
shit. It's the rush hour, Justin Louis.
I'm going on.
Triple A.